fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting an echo. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the third day of March, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin. No apologies. We do begin every day, just like every day should be begun in every school, private and public, in the United States with a Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to test your alternative power source, or sources, plural, if you have more than one. I know we tend to get busy and neglect such things, and it's very important that you know your alternative power source is all squared away and ready to go, if and when you may need it. All right. Looks like we already have a caller here. This is Friday morning. The first hour, we visit with Tom Berryhill. We talk about emergency survival communications. I will hope that Tom Berryhill will be calling in soon. In the meantime, we have our first caller already. We have Chuck in New Mexico. Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, John, I've been sitting on this for a little over a week when I became aware of it. And you know how in operations manuals, whether it's power tools, inverters, or the latest commercial or military aircraft, you have notices, cautions, warnings, and danger. I'm going to put a stake through what I'm going to present here as danger. It will cause death or serious injury. I have owned energy machines and used energy on myself over the decades. I own a Rife machine. It's a near miss on the real thing, but I have used it on myself. I've used light therapies of various kinds with no negative effects. I do have multiple of your energy cleaners, which I use on a daily basis, and I'm very pleased with. In mid-December, I thought a stake had been put through this danger. Dr. Pierre Corey, of the frontline doctors, the FLCC.org people who are attempting to help people that have been injured with the COVID-19, said his patients were being injured by these terahertz frequency wands that are being sold now on the network. You have to have somebody at the network do their homework. On December 21st, Jeff Rentz and Erica Kahn had a program in which they also put a stake through it. The first half of the program are on these terahertz wands. If you tab down on Jeff Rentz's site on the right side, you'll find three postings back on December 21. And one of them is a free posting of their program on December 21. The first half deals with the terahertz. Dr. Pierre Corey's presentation is also presented in a posting on his website in the same place. And you have to go an hour and 11 minutes into it, and then for about 4 minutes, he explains that the damage it was causing to his patients when it had been used. This is a very slick, multi-level operation, and anybody that purchased these things and attempts to get their money back, good luck, even if you've been injured. I put a stake through this as a danger. It will cause death or serious injury, John. Over. Are you there, John?
Your audio went away for a moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I put a stake through this thing as it will cause death or serious injury based on the information presented by Dr. Corey and Jeff Rentz and Erica Kahn back in mid-December. Somebody
okay.
at the network has to do their homework.
Well, I wasn't aware these were being marketed by Republic Broadcasting. That's my first notice of that. I have nothing to do with what's marketed on this website, of course, and I had no knowledge of it. What do these things cost anyway?
They started about $250, but they've got more expensive ones going up into the thousands of dollars that are also right. doing the same form of injuries. Over.
Okay. Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you get together whatever documentation you've got and mail it to Republic Broadcasting so that the people who are in charge of advertising can review that material.
Okay, I will. But I also have an amateur radio license and have used it over the past 10 years very successfully. So you and Barry Hill both are very familiar with various forms of frequencies, and this one is really in an untested area. It came out of China, and I think it's designed to really injure people. Over.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the heads up, and I'm sure the folks at Republic Broadcasting will be glad to review the documentation you get to them.
Okay. I shall do that, John.
Okay. Thank
anyway,
you,
anyway, 7-3, and I'll let you get on with the program.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Typically, Tom Berryhill does not call in right at the top of the hour. And it looks like he is with us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. You know, at 7 a.m., I have to, that's when I start most of what I'm doing, and I have to get certain equipment fired up and ready to go. So that's what delays me a little bit.
Right, right. Well, maybe you need to start a few minutes earlier, but I know some of your equipment needs to be warmed up to a certain temperature before it can function, doesn't it?
Yeah, machine tools, you have to have a routine that warms up the spindle, especially on cold mornings.
Right, right. Well, Tom, here in South Central Missouri, the tree frogs are making their peep sounds, and flowers are blooming. We have a pretty good rain day today, which, as opposed to snow, I'll take that any day of the week, won't you?
Oh, yeah. We've had some rain all last night.
Absolutely. Well, my wife and I noticed some squirrels dancing in the attic above the bedroom this morning. So I'm taking care of that. I'm getting things that will eradicate the squirrels. hopefully they can do a lot of damage because they like to chew through insulation and start fires, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They'll chew right through the wiring.
Yeah, they think it's tasty food. Well, this is the morning. We take 1 hour a week to talk about emergency survival communications, ham radio related topics. There's been dramatic changes in battery technology the last 20 years, haven't there, sir?
There has, John, and the battery systems have become more reliable and with incredible amounts of power density. So you have so many more watts per battery cell available than ever before. You know, the standard lead-acid batteries are still used, like a car battery and deep-cycle marine batteries, things like that. They're still a very good power source, but these lithium-ion batteries are fantastic, and they're getting better all the time. There were some problems early on with that technology where the batteries could melt down and actually start fires, and that's why, to this day, if you ship anything through the Postal Service, they want to know if there's any kind of batteries or lithium-type batteries. They don't want those going through the mail because they can't melt down, but they're getting more reliable. Yeah. They're better than ever. Better than ever.
There was a JetBlue commercial airliner that went down because of a fire caused by lithium batteries into the Everglades, and the alligators had a lot of tasty treats there for a couple of days, didn't they?
They did. Yes, they did. It was a sad situation, but it did happen.
Anyway, I recall when the nickel-cadmium batteries came out in the early 70s, and we thought that was the neatest thing to slice bread, didn't we?
Yes, and that's been around for a while, and I was talking to a friend of mine just a couple of days ago. We go way back. I've known him for 35 years, and we go back in the communications industry for quite a ways. And we were talking about the nickel-cadmium batteries. We were talking about one of the really nice radios that Motorola used to make back in the day was the Motorola HT220 series. And he was saying he still has some, and they're really good radios because they have very low power drain on receive. The batteries last quite a while, but there's no way to get nickel-cadmium batteries for them anymore. They're not available. I wasn't aware that they weren't available anymore. We used to cut open the plastic battery cells and replace the individual cells that were inside of those battery packs, and we could rebuild them back in the day. It was kind of a crude operation doing that, but we did get it done, and we resurrected a lot of those battery packs that were used up and no longer rechargeable and so on. But now you can't even really get the cells. So I think there's some efforts underway to make lithium ion replacements for those size of battery packs. I hope that's the case, because that particular radio I used myself back in the mid 1970s, and it was a fantastic piece of equipment. They're still usable today if you have the, but they're crystal control, so there's no synthesizers or anything.
Yeah, my team has several dozen of those older Motorola HTs. Tom, we had a couple of calls on hold. Actually, several. Let's get started with the. We had four callers, believe it or not. First, we have Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty. Morning, Patty.
Oh, good morning, John. This is Patty in South Florida. Good morning, gentlemen. I know this is off topic, and I am sorry, but I wanted to just ask a little advice and also to let your listeners know. I got an email from Pure Point Financial Bank. I opened an account with them, a couple CDs, a number of years back. They had pretty good CD rates, and I've always liked them as an online bank. And I got an email yesterday that they're closing. Right. And so I don't know if this is going to be like the beginning of a trend, but they never raised their rates again, and they've always had low rates. So I wanted to ask your advice also, because I plan to call them at 9 o'clock. I'm on Eastern Standard Time here. They pretty much say just they'll mail you a check if they're going to close at the end of April.
Well, you need to get your check and deposit someplace else.
Well, the thing is I'd rather just like close them and transfer the money out now, you know, and not have the check.
If that's an option, it may or may not be an option.
Right, right. Well, they didn't mention anything, you know, bail-in or anything like that.
Right.
So, any tips you would have for me when I call? Because,
if you have an alternative place to have the money to transfer it to, then
my regular bank account. But the thing is when I cancel my CDs, because I got one due a month after they close. I don't want to be charged, you know, the penalty for breaking a CD, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's better to be charged a penalty than to lose the money.
That's what I'm thinking, right? Better to, you know, I'd rather get it out now and then wait for a check and who knows what'll be happening by the time they close. But I'm not sure if that's like the beginning of a trend for something.
Well, that may or may not be the case. You need to take care of business right now and don't worry about the trend. That'll be may or may not happen.
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly why I called. I wanted to know that. Also, your first caller... talking about that terahertz wand, I have one. Somebody gifted me one, and I've used it 4 times, just, you know, once a week, just for a little bit on my shoulder. And I got to tell you, I got my shoulder back.
Okay.
It was in a lot of pain, so I don't know much about that. It is experimental, and that's why I didn't use it much. I did it very limited, but... I had tremendous, my shoulder was terrible in pain for like a year and a half, and when I say 4 little times I used it, I mean less than 5 minutes. So in like 20 minutes, my shoulder is back, so I don't know, but that particular, Michael Herzog, on Tuesday, he sells something similar, not the same one. But some people have had great results. So this is the first I've heard of anything bad on that other end. And I want to go to Tom Renz's website.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
It'll be looked into, and we'll look into it thoroughly.
Yeah. Okay. And I think all Mike Herzog, he does a donation on anything he sells to RBN. So the whole purpose of that was to help RBN stay online, support RBN. So the intention of the whole thing there is really, I thought, you know, good intentions there.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank
God bless
you, Patty.
You both.
Appreciate
Keep up
call.
The great work. Bye-bye.
Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. I heard Mike from Kentucky say that this is to do with wires and rodent damage, and I was wondering if either of you had ever heard this, because, you know, it's a problem. He said that the reason that he's heard that they chew through wires is because in using the plastic coating around wires, they have to use an animal fat in the formula. Have either of you ever heard that?
I haven't heard that. Tom, have you heard about this?
I've heard that some of the insulation is soy based, so there's some soybean products used in the. I don't know if it's a coating or if it's the actual plastic insulation itself, but that is a possibility. And, of course, rodents will chew on that. And it's always been a problem, though, with wiring. John, I had a mouse get in my car and chew through one of the wires for one of the injectors.
I had that happen, too.
Yeah.
Patty, hold on. We have a break. We'll be right back after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you'd like to get your hands on the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicles, you can at thelibertyman.com. EMP Shield devices with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Sherry, let's continue with your comments, please.
I think I've heard Tom mention this, but it never hurts to reiterate it. I've heard that using those dryer sheets, they don't like the smell of those, but then you also have to renew those. And for mice, they always say that they don't like the smell of peppermint, so you could do
the peppermint that I use. I took cotton balls and saturated them with peppermint oil, and I actually put those on top of the engine. I put some of those around the near the spark plugs. And where the fuel injectors were, because that's where that mouse chewed through the wire. And it was, it really made that car run rough. Of course, the check engine light came on. I do have one of the analyzer units that plugs in, and you can see exactly what's going on. It didn't take long to repair it, but it's a real nuisance. And in rural areas, that is a big problem. Mice, getting into cars and trucks and farm equipment, things like that. And you do have to be aware. But the peppermint will drive them away. I'll tell a quick story about this that proves it. I had a 1990 F-150 Ford pickup that started having transmission problems, and I parked it. I was going to get to it later. I finally ended up selling the thing as junk. I didn't want to mess with it, and I bought a different truck. But that truck sat there for about 6 months without being touched, and laying on the front seat, I had two things laying on the front seat of that truck, and mice got in there. It was alongside my barn, and some mice got in there, and they chewed up a map. They shredded that map. I guess they use it for nesting materials. They got in the glove box and made their nest in there. But laying on the front seat of that truck was some chewing gum, a pack of peppermint chewing gum, and next to that was a brand new bar of Lava soap. They ate half of that bar of Lava soap, but they never touched that peppermint chewing gum, and they shredded that paper map, but they wouldn't touch that peppermint chewing gum. Not a mark on it. So that goes to show you that they don't like peppermint, but they'll eat a bar of Lava soap. That amazed me.
Well, it must be for the oil in the soap, because they use some kind of oil, you know, or fat or tallow. But, you know, the pumice in there, they wouldn't touch that. John, years ago you talked about these Pulstec brand of desulfonators. And I got one of those, and it has saved me a lot of batteries.
That's right.
I've had a battery in my lawn tractor that I got 5 years out of, where before we never got that kind. So that's those diesel. And Tom, I think you said you can find plans to build your own.
Well, I use those. I have one on my tractor, and I have one on my pickup truck, and I built them myself. They're not hard to make, but they do work. But it's, rather than build it, it's an inexpensive thing that you can just purchase, but it does help.
Yeah, I've paid $45 for this one, and man, I always use it if I have to charge a battery. So, all right, that's all I had. Thanks.
Right. For those who don't know, what Sherry's talking about are Pulstec devices. I don't sell them, but they're available on Amazon. And the reason lead acid batteries go bad is sulfur builds up on the lead plates incrementally, and of course sulfur comes from sulfuric acid, incrementally cutting down how much electricity can be stored in a battery until they don't work anymore. The Pulstec devices send a reverse charge into the battery, knocking the sulfur off the plates. Typically, I get, I get about 5 years out of my batteries in my cars instead of 2.5, 3 years, which typically is what a good quality battery lasts. So they've over the years, these things have paid for themselves. The original ones had a small solar panel to make them work. The newer ones just work off the battery itself, and they do work, and it's a good piece of equipment, isn't it, Tom?
It is, John. It's really something to have, especially if you let certain implements and things sit for a while, or you're not operating them on a daily basis. It will really help to extend the life of that battery, lead-acid battery mainly.
Absolutely. Let's go to our next caller. We got Judy in West Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, John and Tom. I have a question.
Hold on, Judy. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. My webmaster is back from a trip. He's back in the saddle getting things posted. The Cliff High video, audio report, I should say, I've been assured it will be posted before the day's over. In my opinion, this is my opinion based on my analysis, Cliff High gives an excellent story as to how, what, and why Donald Trump did in regard to the COVID vaccination, the clot shot, the lockdowns, and all of it. It makes perfect sense to me, and hopefully you'll be able to listen to that and make your own decision. Of course, the products that help people achieve their goals are listed on my website, HarvestRight, commercial quality, freeze-dried equipment, make your own freeze-dried food right there at home. Liberated rocket heaters, we'll be talking about those on the third hour. And, of course, energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, get yourself an energy cleaner. If your arthritis pain is slowing you down, you need to check out the energy cleaners. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. Everything is in stock, ready for immediate shipment. There's educational material at my website. You can read up on Engine Cleaner, make your own decision. Then you can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or call my toll-free airline 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Building with Tom Berryhill, we're kind of all over the map, but trying to focus on emergency communications. And we have Judy from West Virginia. What's your question or comment, my dear?
Yes, Tom, I have a ham radio license that's set to expire on the 14th of March. I do not have internet access here. I do not have a smartphone. I do have internet access at the town library. I'm a member of ARRL, and in the past, they used to send me paperwork in the mail to renew my license. So right now, I don't know how to renew this license. Can you help me figure that out?
I'm in the same position because I don't remember myself, but there's several online sources. One of them was W5YI Group. They, I think they had information. I would think the ARRL people could point you in the right direction or find a local ham club. Many of them will have volunteer examiners that actually do the FCC. They oversee the FCC license testing, and those people will know how to do it, and can even perhaps you could meet with one of them, and they will walk you through it on their computer, and you could get that taken care of. It goes pretty quick, and it's not a big deal to do.
So I went to the ARR website yesterday at the library, and I didn't see anything that said anything about renewing your license. I should have gone to the testing part, you think?
You may be able to go straight to the FCC. Maybe somebody else has done it recently can call it. You know, it only has to happen every 10 years, and after... I think mine expires in 28. And after a while, you forget exactly what you did. But it's not a big deal to get it finished. And the other thing is, unless you're going to be on the air during this time period, after it expires, there's a two-year grace period. It's not like you have to worry about losing your call sign or anything. You can't get on the air until it's renewed. But you, even after it expires, you have 2 years to get it reinstated. You don't have to take a test or anything like that. If you let that two-year period go by, you'll lose your call sign, and you'll have to take the test again. So you've got a little bit of time if you're not going to be on the air. But I would say get it done as soon as you can, at least a couple of months before it does actually expire. I don't think it's a big issue. You should be able to contact a ham club or go online and just do some research. But I'm not sure if the FCC will let you go directly to them, but I think you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I do have a grace period because it's expiring on the 14th of this month. Okay,
but I think you can get it. I think you can get it going pretty quick before that expiration date. I don't think you're going to have any trouble. You might go right on the FCC.gov website and look on there, go to the amateur radio section and just see if they have it set up there, and you probably could do it directly through them.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
I think I might be wrong, but I think you can. I actually think that's what I did last time, but I don't remember.
I know.
See, that's what happens. You do it, and then you forget about it, and 10 years goes by, and then you're doing it again. And at my advanced age, I forget things easily.
Mm-hmm. As I said, last time that I renewed it, I did it through the ARRL. They sent me something in the mail, but everything's online now. So.
Yeah, that's true. But I think if just a little bit of digging around, I think you'll find that it's not a huge issue, and you shouldn't have too much trouble doing that, and get it all done in one day, and you're finished. But you have time before the 14th. I think you, with just a little bit of research, you'll find out that it's a pretty simple process and shouldn't take you too long to get it accomplished.
Okay, my next trip to town. I only go to town about once a week, so my next trip, I'll check it out. Thank you very much.
Okay, Judy, thank you for the call. A quick culture war update here, Tom. Hershey Chocolate Company is celebrating International Women's Day with a photograph of a mentally ill man pretending to be a woman on their candy bar. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, you really can't. You know.
I don't know. I don't.
I'm sure it makes all the women happy with Hershey's chocolate. That Hershey's Chocolate Company is celebrating International Women's Day with a photograph of a mentally ill man pretending to be a woman.
Yeah, well,
that helps all the ladies.
You'll remember our discussion the last time we were at the restaurant with somebody that was sitting there. It's best not to talk about this on your show, but I'm speechless on that one.
I know. Our next caller is Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, fellows. I have a communication question. How about that? It's concerning a linear amplifier that I just received. It's an Italian-made one. For VHF frequencies, and it only allows the maximum of a 4-watt input. My handy talkie is locked at 5 watts, and I'm wondering, is there an easy way to put something on the end of that before it goes into the PL239 connector? Is there something I can attach on that radio to bring it down a watt or so, or do something with the connection? What do you think?
Yes, you'd use an attenuator, an inline attenuator, but you need one that can handle that power level. A lot of these attenuators that are usually the ones I've used on test equipment, they have a BNC type connector, and they're rated in decibels. So if you put a 3-decibel attenuator on it, it'll cut that power in half. And then if you put a 10-decibel attenuator on that inline, that will cut it by a factor of 10. So just remember, for every 3 decibels, you'll cut your power in half. For every 10 decibels, you will cut it by 10. So 10 watts in, 1 watt out with a 10 dB. If you use a 3-decibel, 3 dB attenuator, 5 watts in would allow it to put out 2.5 watts. But you have to make sure that attenuator is able to handle that power level. Many of these attenuators are meant for signal generators and test equipment that are operating at very low levels. Very low. In the test equipment world, a 1 milliwatt is considered 0 dBm. And a transmission line. So the power level at 0 dB is 1/1000th of a watt, and that's most of what we're dealing with. So you need a higher power attenuator. They are available. I'd look on eBay, Amazon, and you'll find something that's going to cost maybe $10 or less.
All right. That sounds good. Hey, on the other side, if I have a antenna that has a 10 dB gain, would that be 10 times... Let's say it's a 5-watt radio. Would it be increasing it to 50 watts?
Well, what it does, that's called effective radiated power, and the same formula applies. And you can approximate with just a handheld calculator, or just work it out on a piece of paper with a pencil. And I always tell everybody, I tell these newer hams that are experimenting and learning about this. Just remember two numbers. For every 3 decibels, you double the power. If you're talking power, watts.
Right.
If you're talking voltage gain is totally different, a little bit more involved. But most everybody's concerned about power or watts. Power is measured in watts or kilowatts and so on, milliwatts, things like that. So for every time you double the power, that's a 3-decibel gain. Or if you cut the power in half, that's a That's a 3 decibel loss. And it's a logarithmic scale. So then you go to you're mentioning 10 decibels. If you have a 10 decibel gain, that antenna doesn't make any power gain. What it does is it gives you an effective radiated power. It's the same as increasing that power by a factor of 10, in a unity gain or an antenna that has no gain at all, like a ground plane or, right. or a dipole. And it's usually rated with using a dipole antenna. And they'll say a dipole over an isotropic source. It gets kind of involved, but just keep in mind, for every 10 decibels of gain, you're going to multiply the power by 10. And for every doubling of the power, that's a 3 decibel gain. So if you have your 5 watt HT, and you put that into a 10 decibel an antenna with an effective radiated power 10 decibel gain, that's going to be just like using a 50 watt power level into a dipole antenna.
Yep, that's what I understand as well. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for the call, Dave. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, our favorite website was mentioned a few minutes ago. That's the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org website, the American Radio Relay League. It is the place. It is the best place. Get started to understand ham radio, find out about ham radio, locate your local ham radio club, or clubs, plural, and hopefully, if you do get involved with a local ham radio club, it will steepen your learning curve greatly, help you to avoid costly, time-consuming mistakes that many of us made getting started, get on track as quick as possible for the least amount of money. Right, Tom?
Yes, sir. That's a good way to get started. And when you go to that ham club, you're going to meet a lot of men and women that have been in it for a while, and they will go out of their way to help you not to make the same mistakes they did when they started. It's really nice when you don't have to make mistakes and you can learn right off the bat, right from the start, how to do it correctly. And that saves you a lot of time and money. But you also will learn from your mistake. You'll make some mistakes along the way, and you'll learn from those. But it's really nice if you have somebody with some experience that can give you a hand to get started and point you in the right direction.
Now, the team I work with, we own more than 200 radios of every description. And typically, men and women in these ham radio clubs will have multiple radios. And here's what you need to know. High-quality used equipment is bought and sold, traded back and forth within the confines of these clubs at good prices all the time, aren't they, Tom?
That happens all the time. And if you go to the ham club meeting, even if you don't have a ham license yet but you want to get started, you can go there and introduce yourself. They'll welcome you, and you can learn the basics of how to get started. And most likely, this ham club will also have volunteer examiners, and they will be the same people that administer the FCC testing requirements. They'll set up the testing session, and you can actually take your radio test right there. It's a relaxed atmosphere. You're already getting to know these people personally, and it's a lot less stressful than going to the federal building like we did in the old days. So the same people that give you the test will be some of the same people that can help you get your first station on the air. And you put the word out at that ham club that you're looking for equipment to get started. And there's no need to spend a lot of money from the start to get started. You can find a good piece of used equipment that somebody's outgrown. It's still in perfect operating condition. Many times looks like new. And you can get that often for half price, half of the new price, and put that on the air. There's even ways to save more money.
The radio, the ham radio in my town car, was previously used by the Missouri Highway Patrol for daily operations. It's a Motorola. The highest quality, Motorola is known to be the Cadillac of radios, and very high quality radio that was bought and installed for about 10 cents on the dollar. These types of radios new cost typically $2,000 to $3,000 that the Highway Patrol buys, don't they?
Yeah, they're very, very expensive. And the big problem, though, nowadays is that one of the best sources for crystals, see, those are crystal control, many of those, the older ones, can't get the crystals anymore. That's the problem. And the best source was International Crystal in Oklahoma City, and they shut that several
times. Mine is not crystal control, but it is programmable. Here's our break.
If it's synthesized, that's easier.
We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you can spend more than $5,000 for a stove that has 75% efficiency, or less than $3,000 and get one that has 99.5% efficiency. That's the Liberator rocket heater. We'll talk more about that the top of the third hour. Well, Tom, as usual, we cover a lot of territory here, and the time to get the study and get your ham radio license is now. And in normal times, it's fun for children and adults both to, pretty inexpensive family hobby. And during a time of a crisis and emergency, it could easily be a matter of life and death, couldn't it?
It could be, John. It's really important to have, at a minimum, if you're not going to get into ham radio, at least get something that you can listen with, a good scanner that allows you to listen in your local area to the law enforcement if they haven't encrypted their transmissions, which a lot of them have. The scanner must be capable of digital reception, digital modulation modes. The most popular is called P25. P as in Paul, P25 digital, and that's the Motorola systems and many of the others. They're all pretty much going that direction. There is some activity using DMR, digital mobile radio. That's another standard, but it's not quite as popular with law enforcement. But they'll put these systems in, and sometimes they encrypt all of their radio traffic, and that makes it pretty much impossible to listen to. But if they don't encrypt it, you can tune in with that scanner. A lot of these scanners will also automatically switch over to analog mode if you're listening to some of the fire departments, ambulance services, the ones that haven't gone digital. Then you would also want a shortwave receiver, shortwave that goes from above the broadcast band, so maybe around 2 megahertz to up to and through 30 megahertz. That allows you to listen to the entire shortwave spectrum, and that receiver must be capable of single sideband operation or have what's called a BFO, which stands for beat frequency oscillator. They may mention in the specifications single sideband or SSB. They might mention CW, that's Morse code, or they might mention BFO. If it has any of those capabilities, it will work for single sideband, and you will then be able to tune into the ham radio operators, and that's where a very valuable source of information will be coming from. You'll be able to tune in to the ham operators nationwide and worldwide if you're listening to voice transmissions, the Morse code, there's a lot of digital operation also on shortwave frequencies, and you'll be able to tune in and all of that, hear what's going on, as well as the AM modes to hear the regular shortwave broadcast stations. A lot of good information will come from outside the country. A non-domestic broadcast sometimes has more truth in it than what you're getting in your own backyard. So it's important to have those two pieces of equipment, a shortwave radio with single sideband capabilities, digital readouts so you can accurately tune in those frequencies, and then also a scanner that covers VHF and UHF frequencies with P25 digital.
Outstanding. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. We are top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Scott Huff. Stay tuned.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.